Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places.
Len Elmore will be at center, 6'9", senior from Springfield Gardens, New York. He's their all-time champion rebounder, averaging 14.8 this year.
I said choosing Maryland was the best decision I ever made. And I still believe to this day it contributed to a lot of the success that I've had.
He's rejected by Lewis.
Lewis can block a few of them. He's blocked 41 this year.
Well, listen, he set a record last year with 99 shots that he blocked, 10 in one game alone.
Jones out of the corner, the third one in for Hughes.
One of the biggest threes he'll ever hit. Came in with a reputation as a shooter.
And I still now, 16 years later, you know, I still get that, you know, Mike Jones type of thing, and it brings back a lot of good memories.
Ravis Vasquez, the player of the year in the ACC. Yes, and a foul.
Maryland is in my DNA for sure. Like, I represent and breathe, and I love it. When you love something and you're passionate about something, everything else is much easier.
You're listening to Hear the Turtle. Your hosts are Taylor Smythe and Keith Snedden.
It's Monday, October 12th, 2020. It's Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota and Keith. We are back with another edition of our Maryland Record Breakers series, presented by Chesapeake Employers Insurance for all of your employers' insurance needs. And this week, it is the man that holds the single game 3-point record. Who?
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. It's Mike Jones on the show this week. 9 three-pointers against UMKC in the 2006-2007 season at Xfinity Center. The guy got in fuego in College Park and hit 9 threes. Really one of the great pure shooters in recent Maryland history over the last, 20 to 25 years. When that guy got going, he could absolutely fill it up. One of the more interesting career arcs as well in Maryland history, from a guy that came in as a incredibly hyped recruit, and the famous line that every diehard Maryland fan knows, the second-ranked shooting guard in the country in high school, coming out behind the king, LeBron James. And that kind of stuck with Mike Jones throughout his entire career. And it's almost like if he hadn't at some point averaged 26 a game in college, he was always going to be a disappointment, but really did have a pretty productive career and had some big moments at different times, including as a freshman in the ACC championship game against Duke. But his time in the record books is with the single game 3-point record, Keith.
Yeah, you heard that shot from Dickie V in the intro to this episode just now, Taylor, that shot against Duke in that ACC tournament. And just so our listeners...
That's as big as a three as he's ever hit.
And just so our listeners know, we didn't rehearse that who Mike Jones, a little back and forth there. That's just called podcast synergy, as Taylor and I tend to have from time to time. But great conversation with Mike Jones. Looking into the story behind that game. I think Gary Williams might have gotten under his skin a little bit on a missed defensive assignment. So that gave him some inspiration to go out and shoot at the game of his life. But so some cool stories and just, hearing him say, to this day that he still gets the who Mike Jones just in his day-to-day life. I think it just kind of shows that the impact that Maryland has had on his life and career.
Yeah, for sure. And it was very interesting to hear him talk about his overall 4-year career, about how he, came in and didn't necessarily get comfortable early with all the expectations and figuring out Gary Williams' style and all those different things and how he kind of progressed throughout that. And then that now how he reflects on his overall basketball career. Now he's coaching back near his home. So he obviously, was just an interesting, mark in Maryland history. And you have some of those guys that are there and maybe don't have, the Gravis Vasquez like impact or the Juan Dixon like impact, some of the other guys we've talked to. But Mike Jones is a guy that I think every Maryland basketball fan will remember for one thing or another. And this UMKC game is one of those things. He absolutely filled it up, broke a record previously held by Walt Williams. That's certainly nothing to sneeze at. One of the great, speaking of filling it up, we'll talk to Walt on this series at some point. So make sure to wait for that. That's an awesome interview too. But Mike was really great and candid with us, gave us a ton of his time and talked a lot about this record and the rest of his career and some other impressions he had as a player. So let's get to our interview with Mike Jones.
For more than 100 years, Chesapeake Employers Insurance has been helping Maryland businesses keep their workers safe. With competitive pricing and an AM Best A-minus financial strength rating, it's no surprise that Chesapeake Employers is Maryland's largest writer of workers' comp insurance.
At the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your agent or visit CEIWC.com.
We're back here on Hear the Turtle with one of the great three-point shooters in Maryland history, Mike Jones. And Mike, we go to your all-time record. 9 three-pointers against UMKC, 27 points on those 9 three-pointers. Have you ever felt like that in a game? What are your recollections from that night?
Well, I do remember. I know there's a clip that I saw, and I kind of remember once I saw the clip, I looked a little angry after making the shot. And I was talking to my fiance about it. I think coach must have cussed me out or said something because I may have missed a defensive assignment. And that was kind of my way of showing him, you know, I got all under control. One of those kind of, you know, I perform better in a sense under pressure type of things. But it felt good, honestly. I can kind of go back and remember that feeling. Once I hit, you know, I know I missed a few prior to making the 9 straight. And it was one of those things, you know, it just felt good as it came off my fingertips, whether defense was there or not. And I'm sure a lot of shooters can attest to it. When you're in that rhythm and everything feels good, you just feel like everything you put up is going to go in.
You win that game 101-50, a ridiculous blowout. Do you remember anything else besides the 9-3 you hit? Obviously, you guys were firing all cylinders. I do love that Coach Williams was giving you grief for a defensive assignment when you were hitting every three that was going up. That just had to be par for the course.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show how much, you know, he looked for us to be somewhat perfect. You know, he knew we couldn't, you know, he knew that we're not perfect, but he wanted us to be somewhat close perfect to perfect. You know, we had a lot of, I remember there was a lot of little mistakes in there as far as turnovers, whether it was defensive pressure or just, you know, the lack of our concentration. So he wanted us to kind of, you know, to stay focused throughout the game, whether it was, UNC we're playing to Duke or, you know, UMKC. The level of competition obviously is different, but, you know, each player that comes out there, they, you know, they have their own quality that they bring, you know, to the game, which makes them, you know, special or in a sense, you know, out there on the same court as us. But it's one of those things where, you know, you just have to kind of, you know, regardless of the level of competition, you know that any given day you're going to be beat if you're not playing well.
Mike, you actually started out that night missing your first 3 three-point attempts. So I'm sure things can go either one of two ways. You can, you know, rally from it or, you know, kind of, you know, fall into, you know, bad habits from it. What was your mentality as a player when, you know, maybe things didn't start off the way you wanted? How did you kind of, you know, personally rally around yourself and turn those nights around for the better, especially this time when you made your next 9 three-pointers?
Well, I know as a shooter, and I tell a lot of guys now, I'm a high school coach on the varsity level at my old high school. I tell a lot of guys and girls now, you know, regardless of how many shots you miss, you know, when you're a shooter, you're going to make some shots. So never get down on yourself. You know, obviously you're out there to score and to win. And that, you know, you try to put up as many shots as you practice. You may not hit them all, but it's the matter of, you know, just continue shooting. It's about repetition and knowing that regardless, you know, we are, you know, for me, in a sense, I have my teammates here behind me, giving me the confidence, you know, allowing me to still be able to shoot the shots that I know I can shoot and make, even though I missed a few. So, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, self-discipline, but then, you know, you don't have to have the right supporting cast behind you to kind of help you with that confidence.
Walt Williams had held the previous record with 7 three-pointers. When did you find out you'd broken that record?
I want to say when I tied Walt. I believe it was a timeout somewhere in there, and it was either halftime or after I tied him. Somebody mentioned, you know, you make the next one. then you'll pass Walt. So I honestly, you know, after that point, I wanted to not only just win the game, but kind of, you know, make another statement in a sense. But I wasn't, you know, actually sure who was after Walt or what it was as far as the levels of that. But I knew once I hit the seven, somebody just whispered in my ear, hey, you know, you kind of tied Walt for threes, you know, kind of give it your best. And looking back at it, I should have shot the ball more. I think I could have had more than nine, but we had a great game. You know, I think it was, like I said, kudos and cheers to the teammates. Obviously, coach did a great job of putting in the proper assignments. But my teammates did a great job of finding when I was open in the right spots and in the rhythm.
Mike, with the amount of three-pointers that are shot today and just how important the three-point shots become to the game of basketball, are you still surprised to see that that record is still standing after 16 years?
Honestly, I am. The game has changed so much. The guys now and girls now are a lot more athletic. They have more package deals in a sense as far as their skill level. There are guys that are a lot taller with, you know, that can handle the ball more and can shoot. So I am quite surprised, and especially the guys that have gone through Maryland and their work ethic and their career that they had, that is still there. Do I hope and pray that it stays? Absolutely. But I do wish and, you know, I do hope somebody does come across that record that surpasses that. But until then, you know, I'll stay there, you know. And I wish I can go back, honestly, and try to repeat it. But definitely, I am surprised that it still stands.
We'll be right back to our Maryland basketball record breakers interview. But first, a word from our sponsor, Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Chesapeake Employers Insurance is a proud partner of University of Maryland Athletics. For more than 100 years, Chesapeake has been helping Maryland businesses keep their workers safe. With competitive pricing and an AM Best A-minus financial strength rating, it's no surprise that Chesapeake Employers is Maryland's largest writer of workers' comp insurance. Connect with your agent or visit CEIWC.com. That's CEIWC.com.
Me and Keith will never have this feeling, Mike, of what it's like to be locked in when you're as good of a shooter as you are. Describe that feeling to us when you just think every shot is going in.
It's I'm trying to give like a so if you're a video game player, right, and you know you play your favorite video game, you know you're going to win, no matter who comes, you play a lot. It's almost the same feeling. Where it doesn't matter who steps in front of you or what kind of shot you take, as long as, you know, you have the right form and technique, obviously, you know, you can pretty much make anything. And that's what it seemed like after I made I missed a few and then I started going on the streak. I made three. After the fourth one, I felt like, okay, it's going to be one of those nights. And then I think, I'm not sure the sequence how it happened. Then after hitting the fifth and sixth and then, of course, the seventh one, they told me about Walt Williams. So everything just felt good. I was hoping to make everything click, obviously, on the defensive end as well. But, you know, after I did hit the nine, before that I told you Gary, but I know he said something that kind of got under my skin because, obviously, you know, he wanted us to not just play offense but be a great defensive team. And I must have missed an assignment, but that just added more fuel to the fire in a sense. Like I said, I think I played well and performed better under pressure. But it was one of those things where it seemed like anything that I put up was going to go in, whether it's a half-court shot. And it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. I think a lot of shooters can contest to that.
What was it like playing for Gary Williams over your four seasons?
To be honest, it was a roller coaster. I know coming in my freshman year, it was a lot to adjust to. Because I know previously I just won, you know, they won the national championship and, you know, they had, you know, Lon Dixon, a lot of those guys, and Drew Nicholas, Steve Blake. So I knew we had a lot to kind of we had a lot of shoes to fill, you know, some big shoes to fill. We had to pretty much perform just as well as those guys did in order to be one of those great teams. So playing under Gary, you know, it was a lot to learn. I know coming in, you know, my high school coach told me a lot about Gary and how intense he is, or how intense he was. And just dealing with, you know, the moments of playing, the not playing, trying to figure out, you know, what it was when I was a freshman, what it was that he wanted from me, you know, what was my job, what was my goal, what he needed for me to do in order to stay out there longer. And I know my freshman year was a little more of adversity. It was a roller coaster going up and down, you know, playing a little bit, getting pulled out. And I think as we went on, I kind of understood what he expected. He knew that, you know, we weren't perfect, but he knew that every game was going to be a fight, a dog fight, and we had to bring our best. We couldn't take any plays off. And I think for me personally, I had to realize, whether offense or defense, you cannot take any plays off, because the play you take off could be the jump start of your opponent's swing. You know what I mean? Or it could be where, you know, you guys need offensive play or defensive stop. You know what I mean? So I think our relationship kind of got stronger towards the end of my senior year, because I started to understand as a coach, you know, what he wanted as a player, you know, for me as a player, what I needed to do, what I should have done as I stepped out on the floor, as far as staying out there and being able to kind of relate more, to relate better with Gary.
Mike, talk about, you have one of the more unique interactions with a fan base I think I've ever seen. You know, when I grew up rooting for Maryland, the Who Mike Jones situation was one of the funniest things to watch on TV. What kind of rush did you get when you heard the crowd say that after your name was announced, after you hit a shot or announced coming in the game or whatever it was?
Well, first off, it was surprising because I had no idea about this whole Mike Jones rapper guy, right? So that summer coming in, I heard a little bit about it. It was a few guys that on the team that were playing a lot of Texas rap and, you know, listened to some of the music, and they came across Paul Wall. Of course, Paul Wall was doing music with Mike Jones and Swisher House and all this stuff. So I'm like, wow, what is this? Mike Jones. So coming in that summer, that's when I was pretty much introduced to the rapper Mike Jones. And I didn't think much of it. And I know when we had our the red and white game, when I scored the first basket, literally like my heart dropped to the ground, because it was amazing that, you know, me as a freshman coming in from the inner city of Dorchester, you know, to be able to play on that level with the amount of fans that was there, students and outside folks, and to hear them chant Mike Jones, whether they talk about me or the rapper, but Mike Jones, I think it was something special. And then to know that every play after that, when I scored, that was going to be the thing, it was an adrenaline rush. You know what I mean? One of those things, you know, like I have to score, because it's something that, you know, that you look forward to, but you know that it's a drive that not only drives you, but it gets your team going as well. So I think it was coming in, like I said, it was very surprising. But I got used to it. And I still now, 16 years later, you know, I still get that, you know, Who, Mike Jones type of thing. And it brings back a lot of good memories. You know, I get questions and little jokes now, you know, about being the best rapper alive and this, that, and third. So I think it's pretty cool. It was definitely fun.
Mike, we ask this to a lot of players that come on. Interested to hear your answer. Who would be your all-time Maryland starting five?
Oh, man. Well, because I love the dunk and I'm a shooter, that's where it gets a little rocky. But I would have to pick Devin Lynn Bias. You know, I know it would have been lovely to watch him play in a Celtics uniform with Larry Bird and those guys. Just watching his highlights, I think he was something special and a dominant force that I think you know, not only to be reckoned with, but was very special, you know what I mean? And to be able to play alongside him, I think would have been, you know, would have been a career moment for me, in addition to everything else. But Lynn Bias would be one. I would love to play with Chris Wilcox. I played a little bit with him in the summer when I came, coming into my freshman year. Oh, man. I love the IQ of Vasquez. Gravis is probably one of the best point guards that I've played with. with his intensity level in practice and getting everybody ready for practice, but just his IQ level in the court. So Grievous is another that would be my point guard. That's three. Selfishly, I would say myself, but I have to leave myself out of it.
Hey, man, you can pick yourself. Listen, it's
yeah, you pick yourself. Put yourself in there. Yeah.
Oh, see, and it makes it hard, though, because Juan Dixon, and I think I would come off the bench for Steve Francis.
There you go. That's a dynamic team right there. That is a Francis, Dixon, and Vasquez in a three-guard lineup.
Those guys, exactly, just the IQ of Vasquez, and, you know, we all know what Juan Dixon did, and, like, those, I mean, just to have that camaraderie, I think would be sweet. And if we could have something like that one day, you know, that would be sweet too.
Mike,
minus that bias, obviously.
Mike, I'm just now remembering 3 years ago when we started this show, we would do segments in and out of interviews. And one of them was when the Big Three just came out, who would be on your all-time Maryland Big Three? And you'll be happy to know, I remember I picked just the top three three-point shooters in Maryland history. So I had Juan, I had Grievous, and I had Mike Jones on my squad. So you made my all-time big three team.
Absolutely respect that. I appreciate that.
Mike, we'll get you out of here on a couple of you sort of looking back at what Maryland meant to you. You were able to obviously get offered the scholarship at Maryland and accept that, what did that scholarship and that 4 years at Maryland mean to you, not just in terms of your basketball life, but in terms of where you are today?
I know I mentioned this before, but, you know, coming from the inner city, Dorchester, Mass., I started out at a public school, and then I transferred after my freshman year to pretty much like a private school, Thayer Academy. You know, just to get the opportunity, I think, was more than a blessing. My parents didn't have to pay for school, that type of thing. And I think for them, they understood, you know, that I had to do a lot in order to get that. So it just showed, you know, just my work ethic at the time. And I know high school, I worked extremely hard, you know, with my peers and the trainer that I had at the time, my high school coach, just to get that opportunity. And it's just, you know, the guys around, even the guys that, you know, that we played against, I mean, it was more fuel to the fire as far as for me to get better and try to get the best scholarship I could. So it meant a lot for me just to get the offer from Maryland, doing my research beforehand and knowing their history and what, you know, the Terrapin pride tradition can bring to you or when you're there. And then, you know, afterwards, I wanted to be a part of that. You know what I mean? And when I came down for my visit, Chris McCray, Travis Garrison, and John Gerson, and those three guys kind of showed me around, and not just on the court, but off the court. And I think for me, you know, as I went through Maryland my 4 years, where it helped me now is just dealing with different adversities, whether it's, you know, on the court, in the classroom. I think for me personally, it was more so on the court. Like I mentioned before, not really playing much my freshman year coming in, kind of getting pulled in and put out there and pulled back in. And the sophomore year was almost the same thing, but got a little more time. Then by junior, senior year, it was more, I knew what I had to do in order to play more. So just dealing with different, you know, adversity through, you know, just a regular 9-to-5 job or just coaching. You know, right now I'm a coach and I kind of can relate to some of the players in a sense, but also I can kind of relate to Gary Williams and his coaching tactics or, you know, his coaching philosophies in a sense. And I kind of take some of that from all the different coaches I came across. And I think, you know, like I say, with just my 4 years there, the main thing that I got out of it and that I still to this day kind of carry is how to deal with adversity.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Mike Jones, one of the great three-point shooters in Maryland history. We'll see if that record ever gets broken with the three-point shooting that's going down there, but there won't be many sweeter shooters than Mike. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy your quarantine as we all sort of sit here and get through this stuff. Thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Hope you guys have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Back here on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota. Once again, thanks to Mike Jones, joining us courtesy of Chesapeake Employers Insurance and the Maryland Record Breaker Series. Keith, as someone that is a very limited basketball player, I don't know what it's like to get that hot from behind the arc or really at any spot on the floor. And I don't even know it. I think it's kind of hard to describe. And we've asked this question to really great shooters or people that are great at one particular thing in their sport. And I would just love that feeling one time to just know that it was going in every time it left the hand. And that was where Mike Jones was on that night in 2006.
Taylor, you're telling me you never got out on the blacktop, you never got out on the court, on the playground, and you just, you were hitting them five in a row, six in a row, just swishing them from three, maybe not even from three, but from someplace on the floor. You never got a little streak going?
Not from like 20, you know, 22, 23 feet like these guys. I mean, I guess like shooting like elbow jumpers, you hit like four and five in a row and they got it going a little bit. That felt good. I can't imagine doing it in front of 17,000 people.
Well, so, there it is right there to the nth degree when you're able to do it on a big stage in a game, in a college basketball game, high level with the fans filled up, the stands filled up. A little bit different of a feeling that not many people can experience or know what it feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike Jones was able to feel that, I'm sure, on more than one occasion during his high school, college, and professional career. As we talked about at the beginning of this, really a guy that had a ton of talent, a great shooter. He was athletic and a pretty productive college career. And as if you go back and listen to our interview with Gravis Vasquez, roomed with Gravis Vasquez at one point during his career. So some synergy there between those two guys, two very, very talented basketball players. So once again, thanks to Mike, who was really gracious with us and awesome with his time throughout and told some great things. And there's some good Gary Williams insights in there as well. From Mike. So awesome stuff from him. So once again, appreciate Mike Jones coming on with us. Keith, as you said, another one of these down. The Maryland Record Breaker series continues to roll on. Make sure to go back and listen to our episodes with Gravis Vasquez, with Len Elmore, and then a fun one with the Lewis brothers, Cedric and Derek, talking about all the blocks that they had in their careers. And then next week, Keith, one of our favorite guys, really not just in Maryland basketball, but in the entire Maryland athletics periphery. And as you and I have worked here, have gotten a chance to meet and interact with. And that is the Wizard Walt Williams, who joins us next week. All kinds of scoring records, all kinds of, you know, I call them heat check records. He's just got heat check records. Like, can I score 40 tonight? Can I score 30 tonight? And Walt was incredible with us. And I know so many Maryland fans hear Walt on the Terrapin Sports Radio Network with Johnny Holiday and Chris Nocky, and those guys are fantastic. But to get Walt talking about all the different stories of how he could score, those years where he could have left Maryland if he wanted, could have gone to so many different schools and he stayed, the Gary Williams quotes out there, he saved the program. If I didn't have Walt, I wouldn't have gotten the program. I wouldn't have won a national title. Just an all-time Maryland guy and one who's, you know, they should hang that jersey from the rafters twice with what he did for the program.
Taylor, to save it for next week, man. We got an intro of the pod next week.
I love Walt. I love him. He is awesome. So make sure to listen to that next week, and I'll give an even longer soliloquy, and then I'll allow Keith to talk about Walt as well. But awesome stuff from the Maryland Record Breaker series. We'll have some other stuff after that, and then obviously here the Turtle will return as we move into football season as well. And honestly, the basketball guys back on the court, women and men, that's not too far around the corner too, as we hopefully get back to a full college sports slate. Once again, thanks to Mike Jones for joining us on this episode. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media channels, at Hear the Turtle on Twitter, at Hear the Turtle on Instagram, Sneds311 from my man Keith Snedden, at TaylorSmythe10 for me. Shout out Toyota, shout out Chesapeake Employers Insurance, and we'll see you next week on Hear the Turtle.
Your Terps.